Okay, folks, I'd like to everyone to sit down, please. Thank you. And okay, back of the room, no more hugging. Thank you. So we are reopening this item 10, and at this time, I'd like to open my colleagues here for any further comments and questions you may have. We had deliberation, but this is another opportunity to, you know, further discuss this matter.
I don't have anything else to discuss.
Okay. Ms. Gray?
No, I have nothing else.
Johnson?
Nope.
All right. And I do not either. And Mayor Delgado is back, but because he did not, you know, participate with the earlier session, he will
abstain.
He will abstain.
So, based on the board's discussion during deliberations, I have the following proposal, one addition change to the CDO, and then also board direction for this board to give to the executive officer. And the change in the language is on page 4. In the third paragraph after it is hereby ordered, the work plan shall include a timeline for removing all wastes from the surface impoundment at the earliest possible date, but not to exceed 5 years, regardless of whether option 1 or 2 is below is chosen. So that would make add a time limit to the CDO. The other is for board direction to the executive officer to the effect of, any work plan approval must be of sufficient detail to ensure that all current permit terms will be met at all times. If the pond continues into the rainy season, the work plan must also incorporate the technical requirements of option 1 listed in the CDO.
Okay, very good.
To be delivered, though, I thought to be delivered to the EO.
It should be in the work plan that is submitted to the EO.
Okay. Did you state insufficient detail for the EO to be able to
restate it?
Yeah, could you restate
it? Yeah. Any work plan approval must be of sufficient detail to ensure that all current permit terms will be met at all times. If the pond continues into the rainy season, the work plan must also incorporate the technical requirements of option 1 listed in the CDO.
All right. So at this time, I didn't hear any more comment. I'd like to see if we have a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
And any further discussion?
And my motion incorporates both the amendment and the board direction.
Okay. Any further comment? I'm looking on my right and my left.
Why don't we hear from their attorney, just in case there's something that maybe we should just consider at the last minute? Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Young.
I'm Tim Carmel, District Counsel. My board authorized me and the general manager to not contest the order that's in the packet, and I'm not sure I even heard the changes that you're proposing and how they relate to the order itself, but those are material changes to the order, and I don't have the authority to not contest the order in that state. So I believe we need to start the process over again if that's the case. Again, we didn't contest the order that's in front of you. That's not the order you're talking about. And as a result, we certainly object. And I'd love you to hear from prosecution counsel and your counsel about this, because we don't consent to this particular order that you're talking about, and certainly don't without it sitting in front of me we have an opportunity to read it and understand it.
All right, so at this time, I'm going to ask our counsel to comment.
The board has two options. The first is to approve the CDO as discussed. The board has the ability during any hearing to make any changes it desires, regardless of whether the item is contested or not. The second option would be to delay it and allow the parties to provide comments on the proposed direction if the board would like. But as I stated, the board has the ability to move forward today.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Question for counsel. My question is, if there was an agreement not to contest and we amended the order, does that give the district a leg up to appeal the order that they did not otherwise have? Second part of the question, do we walk around that by simply moving the 5 years to board direction?
Well, if you moved it to board direction, it would not be, it would not amend the language of the CDO. So technically, then, they may not contest it, but they may feel that board direction is of sufficient nature that they still would need to appeal it. But the language of the CDO would be the same. So,
and I would like to amend my motion and simply take that 5 years, not amend the CDO with the five-year language, and simply include in the board's direction to staff that our expectation of what we as a board think that is the maximum of a reasonable time is 5 years.
So, any other comment, Mr. Young?
Mr. Carmel, if you could please come back up to the podium. Is that the issue, the five-year limit for compliance?
Candidly, we didn't have a chance to read it. We heard it in a muffled way, and I'm not sure I really fully understood. The 5 years, I don't think we had a great deal of problem with.
Okay.
If I understood it, it was, and again, I don't have all this material in front of me.
So can we
just... It was the four prongs that were a part of keeping the facility open, which meant hiring a geologist, hiring an engineer. Is that what we're talking about?
So that was direction from the board to the executive officer about the board's expectations with what a plan that I would approve would contain.
Right.
That's not contained in the cease and desist order. That's direction from
the board. Right, you mean the last round that we just heard.
What you just enumerated. The four aspects of the, you know, complying
because
with the four aspects of the ongoing operation
right.
of the facility, that was direction to me.
Well, and we do have problems with I think two of those components because it requires us to install a drain, under a very expensive drain, redo our lysimeter, whatever it's called. I'm pretty much an idiot on this stuff. Those are very expensive items that are truly unnecessary under these circumstances, and it's a pretty big burden. The 5 years is not an issue. I mean, that's a very... although I'm talking without any authority.
If I could interrupt, the 5 years is consistent with the evidence you put in front of the board about the
right.
timeline to evaporate the pond.
That's not an issue. I mean, and I talked about it with the general manager. It's really the cost associated with and the unnecessary components of those four. I haven't had a chance to review them. You have them in front of you, don't you? Oh.
Do we need to put...
Yes.
I have the draft.
Which has the four requirements.
Right. We just need if maybe we could take a five-minute break or a two-minute break so that we can distill this a little better and understand what its impact is on us.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay?
I'll give you, 5 minutes if you need 10 minutes. I mean, we've spent a lot of time so far, so I would like to still being able to hopefully, bring this to a conclusion today.
And we appreciate the board's consideration. I mean, this is an important
issue.
Do
you need 10 minutes?
We could do it in five, I'm pretty sure.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make clear that this is only if the option selected to empty the pond goes into the rainy season.
Right.
That's because in the last rainy season, we all heard and saw what happened in the last rainy season.
Right, but there's been a lot of subsequent measures taken to make sure that that's not going to happen again. I do understand that.
Go ahead.
Jessica, are you able to print out the added language to the CDO so that they could read it?
Okay, so we're on the 10-minute recess.